I shudder to think what will happen in the next number of years. We have the example of the old Northwestern Health Board amalgamation into the HSE. Now, of course, that's been reversed. When we look at the VECs or the ETBs, the amalgamations, Donegal stood alone because of its geographical position. And I have suggested to the Commissioner and to the Minister that Donegal should stand alone again for a number of reasons, because of our location, because of Brexit, proximity to the border. And when one looks at the proposals now, it's been proposed that Kerry stands alone. It's been proposed that Galway stands alone. And it doesn't make sense that Donegal should be amalgamated. Of course, we should listen to the proposals, but I believe that they should not be written in stone. This should be like a green paper out for consultation, that all public representatives, the general public, the Garda Representative Association and all of those should have an input into this. And of course, there were pilots on functional models of policing, but of course that was only within divisions. It wasn't looking at amalgamations. And for instance, if we take what might happen in the North West, which is our interest, there are four superintendents in Donegal. There are three in Sligo Leitrim. If they are to be amalgamated, then we will have possibly four superintendents. And from what I read, it could be dealing with road policing, corporate governance, community engagement and crime, and inspectors, not casting any aspersions on inspectors. They will have responsibilities. So I believe that this should be a consultation document, and everyone should have an opportunity to have an input into this. I'll give you an idea, and I mentioned this last week, Greg, about my concerns about the number of Gardaí in Donegal, that it has dropped by 21% since 2010, from 466 to a reduction of 360 in that region. Look at our patrol cars. Where is all this money gone? That was to have been made available. 10 million euro was provided out of their current resources for the visit of President Trump.